South Africa 280 for 7, so they're trailing them by 178 runs with 3 first innings wickets remaining. It's day 3 of the first test at Lord's. Let's get more local cricket now and bring you our first chat with Alex Oxley. The 16-year-old pupil at Culford School made his debut for Suffolk in the Minor Counties League last month. He looked impressive with the bat in a big win at Northumberland. He also featured in this week's draw with Hertfordshire at Copdock. Alex has been telling me about his journey in the sport to date.
Well, firstly, I started off playing baseball when I was younger. And then one winter, Dad got me a cricket bat. And obviously, you can't play baseball in England. So he said, here you go. And that's the closest thing to baseball. So I got into that. I'd mainly been playing hockey. Played down at Bury Hockey Club. But then I broke my arm one winter. And when I went back to try and play hockey, the vibration through the stick hurt too much to play, so I gave that up, went on to play cricket, and since then just been really playing and enjoying it.
You've never looked back really, but as you say, you started out as a bowler.
Yeah, first season I went to the trials as a bowler, got through to the Suffolk under-11s, first game, went there, I think it was at Copdock, and they said you're opening the batting, and I've no experience of batting. I think I got bowled second ball. And since then, to the support from my dad and everything, where he got me a coach, Andy and Martin Hills down at Woolpit. And we just worked on batting since then. And then through the years, if you look at my Suffolk stats, past 5 years, I think the first 2 seasons I scored below 50 runs in each. And then the third season I scored something like 350 runs. Since then, it's just been getting slightly better, yeah.
And is that just basically down to hard work, playing it more, listening to your coaches?
Yeah, definitely. It comes with hard work, and you make your own luck in a way. So, yeah, just working hard, listening to people around me, taking bits of advice, and then putting it all together and seeing what works best for me.
How much are you playing here at Culford School? And I guess Is it handy having Andy Northcote as your coach here, given he's the head coach of the county?
Yeah, definitely. Because he can then reflect on what I'm doing at school to then see what I need to do to score more runs, to then try and get into the Suffolk setup more. But yeah, no, just to have him around, being there, yeah, it's brilliant.
How many hours would you say you put in a week here?
Probably I try and train. Batting 4 or 5 times a week, so that's roughly, I'd say, about 4.5 hours, 5 hours. And then the game day, so Saturday, I have school cricket with a match. So, yeah, so I would say roughly about 4 hours.
And has it been EAPL duty this year as well with Bury?
Yeah, no, I've had a few games when half term we've broken up, and I've gone into the side, obviously moving from Walper after relegation, batting number 3. Usually I open, but they put me at number 3, which I don't mind. I quite enjoy being there. But slightly less pressure. Obviously at Woolpit we were really struggling, and even this year, now we're really struggling to fight for that relegation. But now coming into this last 10 or 11 games should be really, really good.
We'll talk about your first innings for Suffolk in a moment, but in terms of highlights other than that, 162 against Bardwell, that must have been a big day for you.
Yeah, no, I kind of went out there, Sunday cricket, obviously did everything as I usually do, and it just happened, didn't it? It just came off, and I just kept on going and ended up scoring 100. And then carrying on and scoring 162. But it was really exciting just getting out there and just batting for a long time.
So only last month we were reporting on a 16-year-old who became the youngest player to play for Suffolk since the Second World War. Were you aware of that, and did that change anything for you going into the match? Did that put any more pressure on you in a way?
No, I remember last year I went 12th man up in Cumberland. Yeah. And I remember seeing a piece, and I would have been the youngest ever, I think, if I'd have played. So I knew there was something around those lines, around there. But to be honest, it didn't really have any bearings whether it, on my performance, it wouldn't put any more pressure. It didn't put any more pressure on how I played or how I performed.
And you must have been so pleased with the debut, given how you performed and how the team performed as well. It was a big win at Northumberland.
Yeah, no, huge win. Especially walking into a, as a 16-year-old, walking into a men's dressing room. I've always kind of been used to playing in men's environment. Since I was young, I've kind of played like Sunday cricket with men. But this is slightly different. So walking in, the team welcoming in was unbelievable. Couldn't have asked for any more support from them or advice or anything. But no, huge win. Everyone performed well. We all backed each other up, worked for each other out there, and it came off, yeah.
Were you nervous going out to bat?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I was in a sense, but I knew going out there after Dibsy and Jake, they put on a great setup for me to then go out there and just bat my normal game, really. So I wasn't too nervous, but I still was quite nervous, yeah.
It must be such a good team to be playing for at the moment as well. You mentioned Jake's runs, and only this last match, Martin Cole's been on form a century from Ben Shepperson as well, and at the other end, Coomer taking plenty of wickets.
Yeah, no, huge. Everyone's performing. They've all come to light this season. And they know everyone's doing really well. Everyone's backing each other up. Yeah, and they've just been in their stride, really.
What's the is there an overall aim at this stage? Or, I mean, Andy talks about your temperament. I'm guessing you're just a one game at a time type of guy.
Yeah, no. I kind of just look to go out there and score as many runs as I can. This Saturday, I've got another Prem game against Wichenham away. So again, these are games that we have to perform in. But me personally, going out to bat, I bat as I usually do, whether it's school or county or club. Just take my time and see how many runs I can score.
Is there a cricketer that you say you try and model your game on, perhaps?
Not. People always ask me who my favourite cricket player is, and to be honest, I don't really have one. I mean, I don't try and copy other people how they bat. I see little bits of how like professionals play and what they do, but there's not one specific person that I look at and think, I want to bat like him. No, not really, to be honest.
Just going back to the start of the interview, has there been any time at all for baseball since you've been taking cricket seriously?
Not really, but I do watch a bit of Boston Red Sox on TV as well. No, yeah, they've been doing all right this season, but no, not really that much time for it.
He's a young man, a very busy man, and definitely one to watch going forward. Culford schoolboy Alex Oxley, just 16 years of age and already shining for Suffolk in the Minor Counties League. Much more to come from him, I'm sure, in the coming years. South Africa have moved on to 288 for 7. They trail England now by 170 runs on day 3 of the first test at Lord's. And a decent partnership towards the end of the innings building here from Quinton de Kock and Vernon Philander. De Kock is 29 from 21 balls. Philander 14 from 26, so their current partnership is 40, South Africa 288 for 7.